Smokey's Edibles now has the real deal Delta 9 edibles on their website. Order them now. Smokies.com. That's Smokies.com. Use promo code LEGENDARY for a discount and get yourself some Smokey's Edibles. Check them out. Bam.
Hey, I'm Bella Lexi, and I'm here for the Anthony Rogers Show, and we are about to walk into Chicago Exotica.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Sean from Smile Empty Soul here in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri at Firebrand Recording, which is a wonderful studio here, tracking our new record, Swan Song, which will start to be released one song at a time here in probably about June, and then the whole thing will come out at the end of the year. So keep your ears peeled for it and check it out when it comes out.
So I'm Dennis with the Anthony Rogers Show podcast. My question for you is, what would you do if you became president to help the working class?
Well, you know, I think the principal thing right now is housing. That the price of housing is going up, and it's beyond the reach of most American
families. Along with oil and gas and food.
Yeah. Whatever, inflation is hurting everybody. And inflation is more complex. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I'm going to stop inflation overnight. What I can say is that I'm going to stop the long-term cause of inflation. I'm going to unravel a war machine. I'm going to reduce dramatically healthcare costs by ending the chronic disease.
Hey, it's your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers, live in his tour bus, yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this, and there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description, go to the website, use promo code LEGENDARY, get a discount, do it, thank you, boom.
Welcome back to your favorite podcast in the entire world. My name is Anthony Rogers, co-hosted by Nikki Knightley. How are you doing?
Good, pretty good.
Good. If you're watching this at home, I hope you buy everything in the intro. I am poor and I need your money really bad. So if you just buy everything, we're thinking about putting seven more ads in there, so it lasts, like, so the intro is longer.
It's longer than the show.
yeah, it's gonna be like 50 minutes long. But no, today's guest, huge musician, platinum recording artist. He's actually fulfilling his probation by being here. I'll sign a sheet after the end of this episode. Mickey Avalon, how you doing, brother?
Oh, good. Thank you. I thought I was still backstage. Thanks for having me,
dude. Yeah, no, I appreciate it, man. So you have some new music out. You just have a new album, basically, too.
I have since the last time I saw you. I have some new songs out, and then I think my last album was out last time, and then I got a new album coming out, but I've been talking to you about it for years. It was the one from when I was in Indonesia. So I've released the first two singles of that and one video from that.
So this is Mickey Avalon and the Fuckboys, right?
That is right. So
that's the best band name of all time.
I like it. The first song's called Wasting Your Time, and then the second one's called Makeup Sex, and there's a video for Makeup Sex too. That's on my Instagram and also on YouTube.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw the new video.
You also
video.
Running for president?
Yeah, I'll run every 4 years. Nice.
That's awesome. Lil White was running for president too. That's
who
awesome. Lil White?
Okay, I don't know what that is, but I'm actually not running for president. I have in one of my songs, I say Mickey Avalon for president. So every 4 years, I make a T-shirt.
I love that. That's awesome.
But you can write, I heard that when you vote, there's like a blank line and you can write whatever you want in there.
Well,
you can write Mickey Mouse, Mickey Mantle, Mickey Avalon. So put me in. I think I don't want the job, so I might be okay at it.
Would you freak out if you won? Like if everyone just wrote your name in it, like how would you feel the next day on that? If you just actually people wrote your name in, like millions of people just wrote your name in.
I just would want to go on Air Force One, just fly around, and then I'll just what's it called when you quit? When they say, well, I'll resign, I'll drive around Air Force and then I'll resign.
That's the strongest campaign I've ever heard. Like, I wish the rest of the guys would do that. I wish Biden would do that too. I wish he'd resign, and like, I wish they all would, man. You know?
Yeah, me too.
Wish they all would.
You know what I found out the other day? And then we don't need to talk politics or anything, but the founding fathers were like in their 20s when they wrote the big shit, the Bill of Rights or whatever. So we need some young blood. We need some kids fucking taking this shit back over.
This, we need smart people.
Not these kids. Yeah, that was.
I don't know what's worse, the 80-year-olds or the 20-year-olds. I'm like, I don't know what's worse, man. Like they need people like our age, probably. I mean, that's how.
Probably right around our age, because we're kind of at the end of when times were still normal and good, and then saw how it went this way, and then maybe you could figure out what's the in between to go back to normalcy. You know?
Right. Fuck.
Yeah. Well, your new video. Where can people find a new video? YouTube, stuff like that. Like
YouTube, and it's on YouTube. And then they're like, and I don't make. I've never really made any money on YouTube. And then I put this video up, and then they're like, copyright. You don't own it. I'm like, yes, I do. It's me. But I thought it's like trying to find the Wizard of Oz, you know. So I'm like, whatever. So my guitar player just put the whole video also up on Instagram. Because there's my Instagram page, Mickey_Avalon, and then we did one for the Fuckboys, Mickey_and_the_FCKboys. But my YouTube is just Mickey Avalon Official, but it's there. So I don't care about making money off it. I just want people to see it because we just want people to get, before we drop, we want to drop 3 singles digitally before we drop the full record. I kind of fucked up on some of the few things. And then you were telling me, your homie at Rumble, email him. And then, because I put some songs up on TuneCore, I thought it was a good way to do it. And then that's kind of what helped fuck me up over at YouTube. So I'm pulling this shit off there. I don't think this is going to matter to anyone, but if anyone who puts out music wants to pay attention right now, TuneCore makes it seem like it's pretty easy and stuff, but don't do that. There's better ways to. My job is more just touring, stuff like that. So I just was like, this seems easy. And then it ended up causing some webs that I'm pulling this shit off, restarting. Hitting up your homie, what's his name, Harold?
Nick.
Nick, close.
You're very close, yeah.
And just because, I mean, I feel like I know a lot of people that I look up to and respect that have gone that route. And just the fact that I can write him an email is already better than anything I could do over at YouTube. So,
100%.
Oh, my God. No, Rumble's so much better. It really is. Their customer service is like YouTube. It's like you're talking to a fucking robot. No, it doesn't go anywhere. They'll
be in the comments sometimes. Like Rumble executives will be in the comments of the show. I'm like YouTube has only banned me and only talked to me when I'm banned. That's the only time. And it's like a robot being like, "Hey, you can't make money. You're gonna be poor because you can't do this." And I'm like, and they only banned me and like try to. And then Rumble's like, "Oh, dude, I love this guest." Like in the comments, I just love collaborating with them, man. I hope they do take over YouTube. And I mean, and that's where most of our views are coming right now, anyway, off of like that and Spotify, I guess. But
yeah,
but it's like.
Any of the other alternative things, obviously, like there's going to be crazier shit on there. Anything that's like that's free speech. So what? Are you that much of a child that like you can't go somewhere where you might have to look this way or that way to like see something you don't want to see? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you know, we're like blinders. Okay, like every time you leave the house,
you know what I mean? Like. If you're not a fucking neo-Nazi or like something, like why do you fucking care? Like what people you know, half of those people are probably aren't even real.
Oh my god.
It's probably bots and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Just getting especially on YouTube fucking hating each other.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's definitely gotten a little out of control.
Yeah.
That's so what's when I first met you on here, Mickey, that's what's kind of funny is like how on point you were with like social issues. And I'm not trying to say you seem dumb or anything, but like you're like artists and stuff are like typically not that on point with it. I feel like it, like as if, and you seemed like you had a great like perspective on what's going on in the world, and it was kind of refreshing. I think I kind of judged, like, even I may have judged Nikki like that too. She's from LA too. So, and I'm from Missouri, where, like, you guys probably think I'm backwoods and retarded, where we thought LA is all communist and like homeless and shit. You know, we like we had all these preconceived
and pedophile.
Preconceived notions. and I'm not saying I'm not okay, but no, I'm like, there's all these preconceived notions and stuff, and then like, yeah. I hear the first time you're on here, you were so on point with like just a lot of things, and I'm like wow, actually, like, an artist, these artists actually understand the world rather than like, you know what I mean, the guy who wrote My Dick understands the world more than our politicians. Like, I mean, that's the easiest way to put it.
Yeah,
thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, I would rather act, you know, like, I'd rather not act stupid or anything, but, you know, like, there's a lot of people in Hollywood, they think because they're in movies, there's like, they can tell you what, like, about stuff, you know, like, whatever the issue is going on, like, they're going to tell you. It's like, you're a good actor. That's it. You don't know about any of this, you know, about any of this stuff. They probably got like 10 assistants doing everything for them anyhow. So
yeah,
I don't necessarily know what's going on. I think when I was talking to you was when COVID had been going on for like 6 months. We're in Indonesia.
You're Bali the first time I met you.
And I started figuring out, I started figuring out a lot of things that were kind of like bumming me out. But it was all like, I still didn't even know half of what they know now about that whole time. But I'm like, I started figuring out, like, this is really fucked up. Like, what, you know, and I'm not from watching, like,
yeah,
you know, crazy documentaries or crazy shit on YouTube. It's like, there's, whenever something like that happens, there's going to be like all the crazy conspiracy stuff. Some of that might be true, but it's going to be coming like hard. And then there's going to be like the other side that's like the same, going like, no, it's all perfect. And then somewhere in there, through your own experiences, you're going to start figuring out more like what is this really? Not what's it on here or here. Like, what,
right.
What really just happened, and are we still like, I mean, I didn't even know, like, different, I didn't, since, because my whole life until that point, I was able to go where I wanted to go, when I wanted to go, my passport, I didn't know different countries' passports were better than other countries' passports, and I thought, the doctors were like people, and there is good, like, I'm sure there's plenty of good doctors out there, but like, I just assumed, like, you go into the hospital for something. I mean, I try not to go to the hospital unless something really bad, but they're like, oh, you need an IV because you're dehydrated. And I just thought, like, oh, the doctor just said I need that, so okay, why would they ever tell me something I need? But it's like, that's just a hustle. That's, you're not dehydrated. Yeah. You've probably never been dehydrated in your whole life unless you're like cutting weight for a fight or you're in the desert. But they get like $1,500 for that. Or like, basically, COVID happened, I just assume like, these people know better than me. They have my best interests at hand. And then it's like, you don't need to go into full cuckooville, because then you're just doing the same thing they want you to do. It, like, they want us to be fighting with each other about all this stuff. Just, you need to just figure this shit out for yourself. Figure, you know, make as few mistakes navigating it. Take as little from, like, I didn't want to take anything at that point, but I couldn't work for, like, the government said I couldn't work for however months, 10 months or something. So I took unemployment because I didn't have money saved in the bank for that time. I lived show to show, but I didn't have money back for that. But then I almost got fucked up for some other thing, because my mom's like, oh, you should see if she's like, my mortgage company let us put it on the back end for like a whole another year. And then I did that. And then that mortgage company sold to another mortgage company and then tried to steal my house. And it's like, that's not, you got to think, those these are probably things that anyone who's smart and knows about money would be like, well, why did you ever believe that to begin with? And I'm like, well, I believe that because I thought that that was an okay thing to do. My mom, the one that for my mom's was actually okay. That was like that mortgage company was backed up by like Wells Fargo or something. Like mine was just some private thing. And now I know, like, don't, you know, just there, these crises, a lot of them are not by accident. And even if they are by accident, there's a saying like never, always take advantage. I'm saying you're wrong, but it's basically like,
always take advantage. They make money off of tragedies. They make money. They make money from tragedies. Yeah, absolutely. They'll find a way to monetize.
Yeah,
the fucking tragedy, even if it wasn't something they did.
Like, even my homie had some like Amazon store and he's like killing it. And then the time was over and I was like, what's up with your Amazon store? He's like, actually, it was just set up to like sell shit to people for 10 times what it's worth when like shit ran. And I was thinking, all right, well, that's pretty. I hope you sleep all right. That's pretty.
Oh my God.
Like, that's not how I want to fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's not how I want to fucking make money, you know?
No, I was going to say. Yeah, I think if you flip fake drugs like or comics, something.
What?
Yeah, no. No, I was gonna say the reason you don't see stuff like that coming is because you're not like that. Because it's like you seem like a guy's out there scamming people. So you're like, wait, people are still scamming people on like high levels. It's like crazy. Like, yeah, it's like no, it's the world's crazy. You're right.
People can do that and be okay with like themselves. I mean, like, kind of blows my mind.
I've sold drugs before.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, I sold weed. That's not really a drug. I was a kid, but then I sold. You know, like when I was using harder drugs, I would sell those drugs in order to support my so. But again, it was just these three, four people were all in the same, but you know, it's like adults, like I was selling in order to do my, like there wasn't like a scam or like selling to little kids or anything like that, you know?
Right. Selling baking soda.
Well, I heard someone say like, we're making the cartel, like we're making them more, we're making them stronger by letting all this happen. And it's, you know what I think? I think it all, the more people that get into prison, the pharmaceutical companies are making way more money than the cartel. And it ties in, because I watched 60 Days In. You can watch any jail show. When it comes med time, the whole, every single person gets in line for their meds, and there's in the homeless encampments, everyone's on drug. Like,
yeah.
The cartel
they make money off of people going to rehab, because then they put them on a, like when I went to rehab, they put me on like 10 different fucking things.
That's
they put me on Suboxone and all this bullshit, and I was like, I'm just switching dealers. Like,
and if you go to jail, even if you're not on drugs, you can say, oh, I need Suboxone or I need Adderall. Right.
Yeah.
So basically,
and then just get high.
If they can get everyone in jail, rehab, on the streets, the cartel makes a little bit of money. But then once they get handed over to, you know, to the pharmacy companies, they're the ones. And there's a few good medicines, but they didn't make them to help people. They made them for money. You know? Yeah.
I think the reason they call out the cartels is because it goes against like the CIA making money and the pharmaceutical industry making money in the Vatican and like all these all these companies like basically selling drugs and people pretty much they're like so the cartels like the known enemy but they're the CIA is way more profitable.
Like, they're like the look at these bad Mexicans over here like and it's so like the smallest little. Piece of thing.
Right.
I mean, so
they probably have some sort of deal with the cartel. Who fucking knows? You know what I mean? Like, it's so corrupt. Like, I could totally see that being a thing where they're like, okay, you sell the drugs we'll give you drugs to sell on the streets because it makes us more money.
Have you heard of Iran Contra? And all this shit. They just were like, oh, do you think in the 80s they did that? And then they're like, oh, let's never do that again.
Right.
Well, they did. Your guys exactly. sound too. Like, they did that. They did that in L.A. too with Rick Ross. We had him on here too. Yeah, like yeah. Three-way Rick Ross. Like, he was on here. Yeah, and like yeah. They did the same thing to him. They basically like
dude,
they
said Rogan. That's what I'm talking about, dude. He didn't even know. It's like there used to be a fight promotion called Pride. It was in Japan. A lot of the fights were fixed, but only one of the people knew. So the winner would be so happy, and you're like, oh my god, he's being such a good actor, but he didn't know that the fight was fixed.
Oh,
he thought
wow.
he really won. It's yeah. like Rick Ross didn't know he's doing yeah. all this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until
yeah.
he was
yeah.
in prison, they told him all this, and then he's like,
yeah,
like wow, that's. He was just on Joe Rogan. He's been on there a few times, but that's cool that you had him on there. He's a really good guy. I don't know. He does seem like
yeah. a good guy. He seems like he's not trying to be a gangster.
Yeah, he wants to help his community. He used to be a yeah. player.
It's so cool.
It's just that's you know what you grow up and then they're he's like yeah everyone would be like why you play tennis that's for fags. don't you know? And he's like, why you want to read book? And he didn't know how to read or any of it. But it's because like the people in your neighborhood, he still played
put
tennis,
down like education. Can, like, yeah, it's like out, not cool you know? To be smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a real social
stigma.
He seems super authentic. Like you seem like really yeah. himself. You know, like he. You seem like authentic, like yeah. Yeah, he has a dispensary in your guys in Los Angeles. He has a dispensary out there.
Where you guys are at. Big in the. I don't smoke weed anymore, so I don't need to go to bed. But it kind of trips me out that there's like dispensaries on all the corners. I mean, even that's kind of tricky because yeah. eventually it's just Starbucks is gonna own all those things. Like it's really hard.
Starbucks yeah, yeah. and McDonald's.
It's really hard to do mom and pop shit. With anything
yeah.
anymore. I'm kind of lucky because if AI is going to replace a lot of jobs, which it already is, yeah. you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because my main, like, yeah, they can make songs and they can do this and all that, but a live show, we already saw people don't really want to watch a hologram. They don't, like, once Tupac dies, they're like, oh, we can't see Tupac anymore. They don't want to see the Tupac hologram. And even if the holograms got better, I don't think. I mean, when people go to raves with DJs and like, I don't think they care who the person is if there's cool graphics and shit on. But for like what I do, to go to a Mickey Allen show, you like it. I have to be the one doing it. People could be over yeah. it and never want to go to shows anymore. But for right now.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a few hundred people there, whatever, like, it's still a real thing that can't be duplicated by an AI.
Yeah, right. It's an experience. It's an experience.
People
you can't
be around each other. Yeah. You know, not too many people go to, like, church and synagogue and stuff anymore. I don't know that that's a good thing. It's probably a bad thing because people don't get a be around, you know, it's like community is getting less and less.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Going to a show is kind of somewhere where humans can be around other humans. Not on an app, not on a dating app or something. It's like go rub elbows with real humans, listen to some music, have a drink, don't have a drink, do you know what I mean? Whatever. But it's a reason to get out of your house and be around people.
Yeah,
you're in a
definitely.
Lot of cities too, bro. You're everywhere, man. Like every time I open up my Instagram, like in my feed, I'm just like, you're in like a random city, bro. Like every time, it's crazy.
That's what pays the bills. So, I mean, I paint also, but until the paintings.
Oh, you paint? I didn't know that. That's awesome.
His paintings are dope. Yeah, his paintings are awesome. Oh, so they're great.
Do you have anything you can show us, like that's with you right now?
Yeah. Here, let me bring some. I'll put two behind me real quick. Here, bring the big ones. I'll put these.
Yeah, he's good. Anybody awesome. Watching at home, check out his Instagram and stuff too. Like, he's got a lot of his paintings on Instagram. And
that's so cool. Oh,
yeah,
I paint a little bit. I dabble.
I was a painter before a musician, but
that's so cool. Awesome. Oh my god, that's awesome.
Let me move this. Wait. All right, let's try to get both of these together.
Okay. Ooh. That's so cool.
Yeah, that's badass.
There's another one. Oh, you know what? Ooh. I don't actually have to put him on the couch because I can just move the phone. I'm a genius. All right. so I showed you the Thomas Soul one last time, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Here's another one. That's so cool.
I like that one a lot too. I like the red background one. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, this one's good. My girl. This is her as the disco queen. She was disco queen for Halloween. Disco queen for Halloween.
I'm like, Ryan.
Here's Thomas Soul.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I learned a lot of stuff from this dude too. Like, I'll go down some like YouTube rabbit holes, but I want to order this dude's books because I hear him on the where they read some stuff from the books on the YouTube, but I like reading stuff myself better, like holding
the
book
and the audio books.
No, I haven't done audio books, but I will do them one day. I just like reading the books. But on YouTube, there'll be like a photo, and then there'll be some, like Thomas, there's a few Thomas Soul YouTube pages, but it would just be an excerpt from a book. So then I'm like, I should just buy it. And it's his voice, but I don't think it's him. I think it's just
the AI.
Something like that. So I'm like, I should just order one of these books and I could just read it myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff you just you trip out to. I saw this what was her name, Dorothy, dude, this chick like is some bad news, you know, about eugenics and like all this stuff. Like this chick Dorothy, she was like one of the main first people who made Planned Parenthood and stuff, and they were like sterilized whole groups of people without them even, and there was,
that's what they're doing.
There was an award for this chick. There was the Dorothy. I'm fucking up.
Wait, they were sterilizing people without them knowing. That's fucking crazy.
Black people.
Yeah, that's what they do for abortions or that right now. Like they'll put them in all black neighborhoods, and then they'll get like all these people to rally for them, and be like, "Oh no, it's a personal choice, it's freedom. This is the next civil rights movement." And I'm like, you are eradicating a race of people and making it sound like it's like a good thing.
This lady, the Nazi, used all her shit as their main shit. They said she was the best American and the best National Socialist, and they had a Dorothy, whatever her name, let's just say it's Dorothy Singh. They had an award, Dorothy Singh Award, up until like recently. Like Hillary Clinton got one, Nancy Pelosi.
Imagine that.
Got one.
Oh God, I fucking hate her.
Just took her name off because now people used to not be able to like look shit up themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I sent it to my mom, and I'm like, dude, you're not even gonna believe how dark and gnarly this, and like,
well,
you know, I'm like,
oh,
half
no, it's fucked
old.
Up.
Yeah, I look back at some of my mistakes. There's still my responsibility, any mistakes I made, but I'm like, fuck, it's hard when you're working with all this fucking, all these things that you don't even realize where the information's coming from, you know?
Yeah.
We, well,
that's the thing that sucks so much. Are they asking questions? Sorry.
No, Brian, the comments saying eugenics is making a comeback. That's what he's saying. it's like a weird.
What is eugenics? What is eugenics?
They're using it to basically to sterilize and kill.
People are stupider than other people, and they're like they wanted to sterilize all blacks, Jews, and soldiers, which is really fucked up. Blacks, you know, like blacks, Jews, like, okay, you're an idiot and you want to hate different groups of people because you're stupid, but you're going to take the people that go, like, here, go fight for us. And then when you get back, we're going to sterilize. You're like,
we treat them like, we literally treat our veterans like fucking trash. It's so sad. Like, it kind of blows my mind. Like,
Well, it's completely stupid for the survival of society. Those are your soldiers. Yeah, you want them reproducing so their kids do too. That's what your point is, I think. And like we lose YouTube almost every time I bring this up. But basically, if you Google a billionaire's name and then you search depopulation, they come up saying something from the 90s to now and like 80s even too. Like any billionaire, you could be like the billionaire's name. Depopulation, they're all, yeah, dude, we should depopulate the world, like it's too populated. I mean, they hate us. They hate us, bro. They cannot stand us. They hate us. They want us dead. They want us not reproducing. And that's what they're doing. And anybody really, they can blame it on black people, Jewish people, whatever. I mean, they're coming for me and I'm neither. They're coming for everybody.
And poor white people. I don't know what you're making.
Well, just call me poor and white, bro.
hotty-totty whites, but like,
if you're not a billionaire, they're killing you. No,
there's
like
a whole section of the U.S. that's like really poor white people. There's a whole section of the U.S. that's like really poor white people.
Klaus something, he like looks like Darth Vader, you know, like Klaus Schwab or something. He's like, you will have nothing and you will be happy for it. He's one of those depopulation guys.
Yeah, if you're not a billionaire, they're killing you. Like that's pretty much where you're at. I mean, you gotta be a millionaire, be middle class these days. And like, I think if you're not a billionaire, they're killing you.
Or they're doing like social experiments on us.
The last 4 years. I mean, especially.
Or just like experiments in general. Like, who fucking knows? Like, I don't know. Like all the chemtrails and shit. Like,
The chemtrails isn't really a thing, but they used to be able to, because everyone was so racist and shit back in the old. Like now, we don't really have a problem with that stuff, even though they want to make it. They want to get us to hate each other, but people actually don't really. But you just be able to do this shit outward, like this. This eugenics chick, they would just say all this stuff, right? Paper.
Yeah.
Now it's just more like on the down low, you know, like you were saying, like, oh, come to like, and then you just, people don't have enough time and it's too, like, to look up all this shit. Or even if they look up, they're just going to make you more depressed. You're like, oh, great. I work a minimum wage job. I can't buy a house. Both man and like two people work a minimum wage job. They know they're never going to get a house. You're just gonna get depressed. You're like, yeah, he might as well sterilize me. I don't want to fuck.
Like they're choosing it. Switzerland has like Switzerland and Canada. I think they have suicide machines. Even I think it's legal to kill yourself on a machine.
Like you're that much of a loser. You're that much of a loser that you're gonna go spend all this money. Give you the money to your family and go put a bullet in your brain if that's what you want.
Give it to me. If you're gonna kill yourself, sign over all your stuff to me.
Like that's so
funny. My cash up is
yeah, split it three ways between all three of us. And if you're gonna kill yourself, send us your savings on Venmo. Sell your house, your car, give us your cash, and then kill yourself.
If you spend that money for a fucking suicide machine, things aren't that bad.
That's such a hilarious point. Yeah, no, that's true.
Like you should stay on the outside of the suicide machine.
Fucking go around the world until you fucking can't get up anymore. You know what I mean? Just go.
Yeah, go to
someone's hotel.
Or how much does it cost to go into a suicide machine? I'm curious.
I can't imagine it's less. I'm thinking suicide machine, 10 grand. That's like. obviously have the fear of doing it themselves. And then the cleanup and all that. I'm thinking.
Yeah. Can you pick? Do you think you could pick how you die?
Well, no, I've seen it. It looks like those machines in the airport where you can like breastfeed. It's like a little pod. It's like,
I just tried to search
how does it kill you?
You basically sit in there. I'm sure they put an IV in you and then just give you a fucking cocktail, you know, like a vitamin IV or like a prison, execution, you know, you probably get the thing. Maybe they put some good smelling aromas in there. Some of those, Febreze smell, and then you get the thing. Maybe
one Febreze smell. Just
blast Febreze.
And then
a face full of Febreze before you die. That's great.
When I'm old like that, I want to just go, like, if I'm in the hospital, I'm gonna be like, I want to smoke crack. Fucking
yeah, I'm gonna do a shit ton of drugs before I kill myself. I fucking love crack. We were just talking about this.
My suicide machine is gonna be like a fucking narcotic cocktail with with like three records. Like,
I'm just gonna OD on like fentanyl and crack. That's probably the best way to go.
Dude, I tried to Google suicide machine on my phone to get information, and it just tried to help me immediately. It's like, call this hotline if you like thought I was actually trying to kill myself, because I was like trying to search it for like
dial 911 instead. You're like, fuck.
It's like they're like help. There is help.
You probably gotta. What search engine did you use? Like Safari or something?
I just used Google. Like, I just searched suicide machine. I just searched suicide machine. It goes. And said like, what did it say? Like, help. It tried to give me some number. Help is available. He goes, that's help. Help is available.
Oh my god.
I think if you write Switzerland suicide pod. I don't
know. Switzerland. Yeah, I was trying to see. He's like, I couldn't see him charging people. I feel like if you're gonna kill yourself, you're probably too poor for 10 grand. Like, they're probably like, oh, can I get a loan for 10 grand? I'll pay it back. It's like, that's the only way. It's a 3D printed. They 3D print them too, apparently.
That's it.
Yeah. They 3D print them.
It looks like a fucking spaceship. That thing looks like a UFO. What the fuck?
Well, 1,300 people have died in 2020 with it. I'm trying to see like how much it costs, because that's hilarious. The concept of paying for it is hilarious.
1,300 people?
Like, in 2020 alone, that many people killed themselves. In Switzerland, too. Well, it's beautiful.
Wasn't
there.
Like, during
the
Alps COVID,
are there. Like, so depressed in Switzerland? Yeah.
Maybe the winter, you know, when the sun doesn't shine. Who knows?
Yeah, that's crazy. I've never been like that's crazy.
The mountains are too beautiful. Oh, and it just makes you want to end it all.
Yeah, like I'm dealing with so much depressing shit. My mom passed away like 3 months ago, but I still could never imagine killing myself. Right. That's like crazy to think. Like, no matter how depressed you are, if you kill yourself, you're a loser. Like, straight up.
I think so too. And anyone having mental health problems, go get some help. Not whatever you. I don't want to be. But yeah. I remember.
Don't call me, but call your own friends. Like, if you're depressed.
No, when I was in like sixth grade, I think, there's like everyone raised their hand if any of you have thought about killing yourself. And I know for a fact, looking back, my situation was
definitely
way harder
thought than about it. I've definitely thought about it. Never made plans, but
and then I'm like, is that? And I'm looking around and they look, see, like they didn't look like they were just raising their hand for attention. Like, and I'm thinking, fuck. Yeah, I don't want to kill myself. Like, things could suck. If you can't help them, then just go somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'll do something. Yeah.
Just do a bunch of drugs. That always helps me. Like,
are you fucking sad? Do drugs.
Just shoot him a fat thing of K. Shoot us a fat fucking shot of speed, you know? I mean, just you'll forget all about your problems.
Dude.
But I mean, that's kind of what I feel like that's kind of what I did. Like with my mom passing and all that, I just went to like a resort town and I've been like drinking tequila all day at a pool bar, you know? And that's what I've been doing for like, I've been doing that for 3 weeks. And I'm like, I'm just going to like make myself not be depressed all the time and like actively pursue doing awesome shit. You know, it's like do cooler shit. You know, if you're sad, do like, cooler
jump
shit.
Jump out of a plane or something.
I mean, look, that will eventually get you bummed out just because you're going to be depleted. You know what I mean? But like you said, it's not going to be.
You're probably right.
There's no honor to your mother if you just get depressed and miserable and then, like, you start it happened and you have to acknowledge that. But, like, you fucking up your life and becoming a loser is not going to be an honor to your
100%.
Mom.
100%, yeah.
So we lose people. Yeah. It sucks. People, it's like people want you to, like, scream and cry at a funeral. It's like, that's just not... that's not me. You know what I mean? I'm gonna deal with things in my own way. But like, I'm not gonna crash and burn, because that's gonna make whoever passed away like it. That's not in their honor. You know what I mean?
Totally agree. No, it's like,
what's the problem? Like, still watching you. So
yeah,
no, they probably like, are. Right there watching. It's like you could be like sad and deal with like stuff, but I mean, like I said, I may have drank all day or whatever. I'm for fun or whatever. And you're right, I shouldn't do it. Not a good long term plan. But I'm saying, like, right now, I'm on a podcast with a rock star, a porn star, and I'm booking a bunch of shows for fall. I mean, I'm killing it regardless of depression or not. I'm gonna keep winning. I'm trying to be a millionaire instead of a thousandaire. You know, I you can't just like quit. You know, you can't. Yeah, you can't just be like, oh man, this is so sad. It's like, no, I'm just going to keep getting rich. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm going to keep buying stuff and getting rich. You know, I bought a car, I'm just keep buying stuff. You know, I'm just trying to get rich.
You got a new bike. Now you got a new bike.
Yeah, finally, someone stole.
You can a new car with your mom. You can put your mom's face on the hood of your car.
That's hilarious, dude. She would think that's so fucking funny, bro. I should totally do that. I just bought a Jeep, man. I should put that on the fucking hood of the Jeep. Just put my mom's face on the fucking
Jeep.
Yo,
that's genius.
That would be hilarious. Someone said hella racist shit in the comments. I don't address it just because it's funny. But someone called you a Jewish in the middle. Like, I think they mean Nikki. Gross, look at the Jew.
Because my big fat Jew nose, motherfucker. What is that?
We got two Jews and a poor white.
Guess that Jew, ew. Guess that Jew, ew.
All right. You gotta love the.
What the fuck
is this? Like, I'm not even Jewish.
Mickey's actually Jewish, not Nikki. And they're going after Nikki thinking like they actually think Nikki's Jewish. But Mickey's actually Jewish, which is funny to me.
People think I'm Jewish, but I'm not Jewish.
The wrong person. Like they're called the wrong person Jewish, which is hilarious to me. Like racism is so fucking stupid.
Cuban
it's
and Italian. It's like fucking
idiot. You're not even I'm like a balding fat Irish guy, and like yeah, there's no they had like the wrong person.
Like all the races, all the race people, like all three, like Jews, Italians, Irish. We'd be the people that were getting shit at, like in America. You know what I mean? Those are the people that are like we're Americans. Don't let anyone else hear. Like you were
right. We're all from other countries and shit. Right, exactly.
Quickly switches to where you know where like the victim becomes like the victimizer of like someone
right
that's so stupid
dude now they try to pretend like they knew you were Jewish sorry like you could tell Mickey is Jew
is
like,
so funny.
They sound like an illiterate Asian person like it doesn't make any fucking sense like they're like I don't know what a dumb thing to hate you know it's like hate cool shit hate fat people
the first
like,
you know, Jewish president.
I'm actually a Jewish supremacist. I think they're the perfect people. You know, I'm just to piss off. Like, that's just like such a dumb thing to hate. Like, hate fat people. You know, like fat. Like, make fun of fat people instead. That's how I feel. It's like, I don't hate.
Funny, not funny, but it's like Jews get accused of being like subhuman and superhuman all at the same time. So they run the whole world.
Right.
Have their finger on the button, they're the ones controlling everything,
right?
At the same time, it's like, okay,
like for sure, dude. No winning, there's no winning.
No, that's just crazy, retarded. But it's just like, it's just retarded, you know? It's like, I hate people for cooler reasons, you know? I hate them because they don't have teeth or something, I hate them because they're fat, you know? I hate people for way cooler reasons.
Jews, he said, Jews do okay. Immigration for America and white nations, but not Israel. Jews do control everything. That's what Israel says. Jew.
So from 1945 until 2025, so in 80 years, the Jews took control of the whole universe.
Yeah, I didn't know.
That's pretty impressive.
They must be like really smart to be able to pull that off.
Like only in. years from the end of World War II till now.
Right.
You can go. on this note, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, it's fine, brother. Yeah, check out
turkey tacos. I can smell the turkey tacos right here cooking, so I'm gonna have
nice.
Yeah. Enjoy
do
your
it, get it.
Yeah, thanks,
cool?
thanks for coming on. Yeah, I appreciate you coming on here, brother. Good luck with the new album and stuff like that, new music video, all that. And well,
thank you. Let's stay in touch, and I'm gonna hit up Nick at Rumble so I could get over there.
Oh, get brother, yeah, thank
you. Do it.
No. I get some Jew hate. Awesome. Right. I appreciate it, brother. You have a good night, man. And thank you all for watching this. Check out Mickey's music you probably already have, but listen again, get them numbers up. And thank you all for coming on here. Thanks for watching. Buy everything the sponsors say. I'm trying to be a millionaire. Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad, only at Zaxby's.